I go anywhere. Playing in Montana, I played in every weather, so weather's not a factor. I play anywhere. I can play any position coach wants me to play.
Oregon defensive back Cliff Harris, table three.
My speed, to play corner. I like to play corner. I believe I'm going to try to shut down corner and shoot tight.
Look at the cornerback class. I believe myself.
Jermaine Johnson.
Take us back to when you came out of Edison to go to Montana. I think you had a chance to go to Arizona State, Cal,
yes.
Pac-10 schools.
Yes.
What led you to go to Montana?
It was actually with ASU. It was Cal and USC. I went to the USC camp, went to the Cal camp, full contact camp. They said they were going to offer me. They never called me back. USC never called me back either. ASU was supposed to take me on the visit. You know, usually when you go on the visit, they offer you. They never called me back either, and I didn't want to go to a junior college, so I went to Montana.
Why do you think they didn't call you back?
I couldn't tell you, sir.
Think it was a speed thing?
Like I said, I couldn't tell you, sir.
Is that something you used to sort of motivate you, or did you just be able to move on?
Yes, I believe everything happens for a reason. I took that and ran with it. You know, like I said, everything happened for a reason.
Why do you feel you're in such a thing? Sometimes it's tougher for taller corners to, you know, have sharp technique. Why do you feel your technique is pretty sharp despite your height?
Coming from a smaller school, you know, they can say, you know, you can get lazy, you can get bored because they're not going your way. But I believe you can always improve on your technique. And going to the next level, you're going to need that.
Teams address the possibility of you playing some safety for them. Is that part of the conversation?
Yes, sir. Safety and corner.
What do you think about that combination? I know obviously you're a natural corner, but
yes, like I said, I like to play corner. But if the coach wants me to go back there and play safety, I can play safety.
Do you like working inside, like as a slot corner too? I mean, or does it matter? Do you prefer outside, inside?
Anywhere on the field, I play it.
You're equally comfortable.
Yes, sir.
You play mostly boundary.
Yes, play boundary for a corner, mostly because of run support. Like. Dominic Rogers come up.
For what reasons?
I'm tall like him. He's fast. I believe I'm fast like him also. I like to hit. You know, he likes to hit too.
As a taller corner, is it difficult to cover shorter receivers?
Not difficult. I believe it's the same as, you know, guarding a bigger receiver.
Does their quickness, though, a lot
yes,
of
Yes, quickness, yeah, of course. Short guys are more quick. Like I said, I have no problem with it, covering big guys or short guys.
First half of that first game, any doubts creep in when you said you were getting torched?
No doubts. Welcome to college.
What kind of relationship do you have with Brandon Fisher?
Brandon Fisher, first coming in, he was a hard nose. You know, didn't like him too much. Demanded respect, which he did. Throughout the season, it went well, and we came on the right track. After a football season, you know, before football season, after a fall camp, we usually have a little get together, and that's when all the bonding came in.
You feel like you have an ally now in this process?
Of course, I saw him yesterday. I was really happy to see him. He looks good. Tell him I say he looks good. No, sir, not yet.
You played all of this field. It seems like you really love the game. In the NFL, it's going to be a job for you. Why are you going to be a player with the time in the
I love the game. I love competition. I feed off of it. I believe I belong in the NFL.